Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today on the program, we're going to talk with Scott Johnson, store director at the Pella Hy-Vee. He's going to tell us about the Pella Hy-Vee's holiday open house tomorrow. He's also going to talk a little bit about their annual Veterans Day breakfast. Well, Scott, today we're going to be talking about the holiday open house for the Pella Hy-Vee. First off, tell me basically what the holiday open house is.
Well, it's our opportunity to kind of showcase our holiday offerings. We'll have things there. From the store, from catering offerings to gift ideas to trays and kind of food examples that people can take for party events at their home. It really just allows us to showcase all of our offerings throughout the store. And then we tie that in with an ongoing event that's been going on since 2004 from our wine and spirits store. We've had a holiday wine and spirits showing since 2004, so we tied the two events together to offer all of our holiday offerings and gift ideas, as well as our wine and spirits holiday offerings also.
You know, a lot of people may be set in their ways about what they cook for their Thanksgiving or Christmas meals, but this kind of gives them a chance to maybe learn something new.
Well, there's a lot of different things that are there, and you know, a lot of what we try to do at Hy-Vee is try to keep things as simple as possible for our customers. So, it gives the people one opportunity to come in and see from a one-stop shop what they can do to cover their, you know, party needs or gift ideas.
So, how does this benefit Hy-Vee? Does it bring a lot of awareness to the products and just kind of gets the community involved with the store?
Well, it certainly creates a tremendous amount of excitement throughout our community. We've been doing this event at this location. This will be our fourth year here. And, you know, the big thing that's important to me is how excited the community feels about this event, the feedback that we get. I think it creates a tremendous amount of excitement. And, you know, that keeps people interested in Hy-Vee, and that's important to us, too.
And I know you don't have an exact count, but how many people would you say attend this open house in years past?
Well, we've always had well over 300 people at our event. So in a three-hour time frame, in the facility we're using, that is, you know, it makes for a really nice crowd, and lots of people come and mingle, and it's really a great event. People have a lot of fun.
And the fact that you're using the separate facility kind of speaks to the amount of people that come there. You can't just do it in the store. There wouldn't be enough room. Where are you doing it this year?
Well, we'll be at the old movie gallery location again. It's in the strip mall straight across the parking lot from our Hy-Vee Wine and Spirits store. We moved to that location. This will be our fourth year at that location. And we moved to that location just because we had been doing our Wine and Spirits holiday show in the Wine and Spirits store, and we'd just simply outgrown the space that we have there. So it was almost impossible for people to get to the front of the building to the back, and so we started looking at ideas that we could come up with to make it more convenient for everybody that wanted to visit that.
So I'm assuming there's been a lot of preparation that's been going on, trying to figure out how everything's going to be set up and how everything's going to get cooked and on display and shown off.
Yeah, the planning's been in the process for going on for a couple of months. All of my departments kind of take ownership of their own specific area, so the kitchen takes care of catering ideas, the produce department takes care of gift basket ideas, meat department will do trays, the bakery will do, you know, a lot of different cakes and desserts and things that way. So there is a lot of planning that goes into it. And, you know, it's all starting to come together even today.
So when can people go to this? When's it going to be?
Our event, we'll open our doors for our event at 5 p.m. on Thursday, the 1st of November. And the event, we'll have the doors open there from 5 to 8 p.m.
Another event that you guys have coming up here at the Pella Hy-Vee is the Veterans Day Breakfast. Tell me a little bit about that.
Hy-Vee has done a free veterans breakfast for a number of years now. Our breakfast is actually going to be served on Monday the 12th. That'll start at 6 a.m. in the morning, and any veteran or the spouse of a veteran is welcome to come out to Hy-Vee and just walk up to the counter and tell them that you're a vet or a spouse of a vet, and we're going to provide a free breakfast for you. We have served in the past, nearly 400 people at that virtually every year that we've had it. And it's just a great opportunity for us to say thank you to our vets and just show appreciation for what they've done for our country.
Well, thanks very much for talking with me today, Scott.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where we've heard from Pella Hy-Vee store director Scott Johnson. He's told us about their holiday open house that's coming up tomorrow evening, and he's also told us a little bit about their annual Veterans Day breakfast. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official weather eye meteorologist forecast is next.